Western Refinery's decision will impact more than 200 workers. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, tasked with creating jobs, said it's unfortunate.
Despite our best efforts to work with them on some regulatory issues, some tax issues, some power cost issues, I think they've decided that at least in the short term, until the refinery market improves a little bit, they're going to have to suspend operations. Hopefully it'll just be a temporary thing.
The decision comes at the same time Western reported profits of $14.4 million, or 16 cents per share. President and CEO Jeff Stevens said the second quarter results are a reflection of improved margins and gains from cost-cutting measures. He added the company will consider restarting operations in Yorktown if conditions improve. The products terminal will continue to function. John Ogle, WCVE News.